and they've got some real nice fares. And this is the only one that I think really compares. Being an Oregonian, you always had the idea that California always had better things than we did, or they're just a step above. But this fare, in its heyday, they used to handle $300,000 on a weekend. Mm. Or one day, $300,000. And I think there's potential for it to come back. And just one last thing, I remember, I've raised horses, thoroughbreds here in Oregon since 1980. And back in the mid-80s, I recall, Oregon State University did a survey, and the economic impact of thoroughbred raising in Oregon was $100 million.
It's a $100 million a year industry?
At that point, in the mid-80s.
In the mid-80s it was.
And I'm sure Ursula Gibbons could recall the same thing. She's on the with the OTBA. So there's a lot of money there, a lot of taxes, a lot of employment. So,
do you race every year, Terry?
I'll tell you what, I have not. This is about the first year I haven't, because the climate of racing is, to be in all honesty and candor, is down. I think if somebody wanted to run a race meet and really wanted to do it as a horseman and do what's best for the horses and the horsemen and the public, it's possible. But we haven't had an operator, with the exception of the state fair, that fits that criteria for some time. Simulcast is a big thing. But I, like I say, I remember the state fair in the fall, and it's a lot of fun. And hopefully it can come back. But it won't come back if I think this bill passes, because it does send the wrong message to the state legislature.
Members, do we have any questions of Terry? Well, I have to agree with you. The chair has long enjoyed, I don't bet on horses, but I've long enjoyed just watching the horses run. It is an exciting thing to see the competition between animals.
It is a real tradition. And just to do one last thing, we don't have as many old things in the state as we used to. And one thing is the Blitz Weinhardt Brewing Company. That was the oldest continually running brewery west of the Mississippi. And in Portland, that brewery's gone.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a bunch of new buildings, and that history's all gone. It's quite a colorful history. And this is quite a nice building. If you walk around it, and has a lot of character. And it's an old building, and if it could be somehow managed by somebody who wants to run a meet. Like I say, this could be the real hub of Oregon racing in two or three years with Portland Meadows, with the value of that land down there. It may not be a racetrack anymore, and this would be the last place we'd have horse racing.
Well, the revelation that the Portland Meadows track has been sold certainly casts a bit of a different light on the issue at hand. Yes, Representative. It's Terry Dentz.
Yes. Thank you. Help me. I'm sorry, sir. I missed your name.
Oh, Terry P. Dentz.
Like D-E-T-Z?
Yeah, D-E-T-Z.
Thank you. Mr. Dentz, I hate to even bring this up because y'all probably all stone me. But, but it's a good idea. No. I spent the first half of my life, on the rodeo circuit. So I'm just wondering, can we not combine activities? I've wanted to ask this many times. Why can't we combine rodeos with our horse racing out here in Oregon? I mean, we do it everywhere else.
Well, I know they have a big rodeo in the Rose Garden, for instance. You know, that's their own little thing. I think that I've been to, I've been to Tillamook and they do that there, and Prineville, I think they do it. But I like it. I enjoy the rodeo, but I don't, that's as much as I could offer.
At St. Paul, we do it, so I mean.
But that facility, you know, it's God, I just hate to see him push that thing over. You know, and I, too bad the state didn't maintain it maybe years ago. And one last thing, boy, that video poker is promoted by the state of Oregon. Yes. And that just drives me crazy. I mean, why couldn't some of that money be put into something, an industry that, you know, thrives on gambling? Here the state is running their own business, taken away from horse racing, and there's a lot of jockeys and grooms and people who raise grain, horseshoers, there's quite a little bit of taxes, you know, hotels. I go to Grants Pass, watch the racing down there, take my family down there, and this past year, and it cost a few dollars to stay in the hotel, and that's another expense too. So there's quite an impact on horse racing, and as I say, if Portland Meadows does go by the wayside, Salem might be the last shot.
Okay, thank you, Terry. Okay, appreciate your comments. The chair would like to take note. The member passed him a note saying that they race Holsteins in Tillamook. So Representative Hobson, I thought maybe you'd like to shed some light on maybe we could expand the racing of the.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The pig and pork race is well known.
Yes. Okay, let's combine them. Let's get creative. Like it.
Did Wayne or Perry or Sam make it back, any of those folks? They haven't made it back? Okay. The chair would like to read a statement from Mary Kagi, who had to leave, and she was signed up to testify. She says, I have to leave, but I wanted to go on record for being against deleting horse racing. If it would be deleted, then we would never get racing back, were her thoughts and her comments. Is there anyone else who would like to expand some thoughts here on this particular issue? Yes, sir. Please come forward. And for the record, sir, would you state your name?
Certainly. My name is Bill Carpenter. I've been in horse racing about, I would say, right at 40 years. I started out shoveling manure in a stall, learned to ride, rode races, rode horses for 30 years, transported horses all over the United States. Worked for some of the big companies in Kentucky, California, and here I am in Oregon. The one thing that has bothered me in listening to the discussion is the fact that it seems with all the studies that have gone on and all of the charts and materials that have been gathered, seems strange that it's taken since 1992 to decide that building needed repair. And at such a short notice before the fair would be starting this year, the timing to arrive at this would have certainly been some years ago, where concrete steps would have been taken, hearings would have been had here, and laid out before the public. This is almost a situation in which you're guaranteed to lose because it's on such short notice. As a matter of finances, I read a piece in the local paper here, the Journal. I believe some state senator or representative made the statement that if it's a matter of finance, compared to horse racing and compared to other activities in the agricultural section, then you should shut down the 4-H. You should shut down the point that was made in the paper, I'm saying, was that the cost to the state in terms of profit, outlay and profit was so far less. Yet it's a cultural matter that's been with the fairs for years. But so has horse racing. Horse racing has been here in the West, brought here by Rockefeller some years ago in the early 1800s, and has been with us in every county fair around the West. If you look carefully, you'll find horse racing in the state. Every single state in the West now has horse racing and maintains it, and the legislature helps them. But what I've found out since I've moved to Oregon, there's little incentive to really buckle down, take a hold of the reins, as they say, and drive the horse. So I did want to make that point.
Thank you very much, Bill. I appreciate your comments. Is there anyone else who'd like to share their thoughts on this issue? We're hearing none. The chair would like to thank all of you for your great patience here today and appreciate very much you coming forward and sharing your thoughts with us. We are not going to hold a work session on this bill at this time, so stay tuned, folks. At this point, we will close public hearing on House Bill 2061, and we are adjourned. Thank you.